This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, there is a manhunt on in Texas. People are furious, not just in the great state of Texas, but I think around the country, by the heinous thing that they heard that happened on Friday night. How is it possible that your next door neighbor who is shooting guns just a little bit too loud and a little bit too late when you have a baby that's crying and you politely go over and say, hey man, would you kind of tone it down, decides I'm going to come back and I'm going to start killing people in that house. Shoots five people, including an 8-year-old boy. Lots of money now is starting to come in for any leads that would nail this guy and bring him to justice. Because as of now, still on the lam. Can't find him. 50 miles. This happened in a place called Cleveland, Texas, 50 miles outside of Houston. So there is a lot of people that want to see this come to an end. Want to see him get caught. Somehow he has slipped and evaded capture by more than 200 law enforcement officials of all sorts who are involved in this one. The first responders say they're just heartsick by what they saw, that there were some women that were killed, two of them. The oldest person was 31 of the five that just threw their bodies over some of the other kids and, of course, were killed. Now, they did save some of those kids, but what a terrible, terrible thing. And I guess it just adds to that conversation, sadly, that we're having about neighbors and what happens when your neighbor decides they don't like something that's, you know, we've heard these stories of poisoning dogs, and there's even been movies that have been made about that. And I had a neighbor that said the best neighbors you have are, you know, taller fences make better neighbors. But we're beyond that when we're talking about this. And they have widened the manhunt here. The dad of the crying baby that triggered the massacre never thought that this gunman would shoot the family, because that's what led to that. The homeowner, a guy named Wilson Garcia, said that his wife had just put their 1-month-old infant to bed. They were hosting a bunch of people at their home on Friday night when the neighbor, Francisco Orespesa, decided he was going to fire his gun out on his porch. And they just asked, would you please be quiet? The baby was scared. And they did say that they would call the police because he wouldn't stop. So the next thing you know, he stormed the house and decided to shoot. He went room to room looking for people, and he shot them in the head. I mean, that's what he did. Boy, oh boy, it just absolutely awful that he invites people over, and then it ends up this way. So there are Crime Stoppers that have put money up. There are there's other money that has been put up where it's well over $100,000, and still yet nothing. They think he's on foot or bike, but somehow he has not been detected. He could be in a thick forest area, so they may be close to getting him. The owner of the house, his infant, and his three children who were covered in blood did survive the massacre. Let's hope that they catch this guy soon. Just a horrible, horrible story, something that happened over the weekend. Over the weekend, there was the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's where you get to mock the president, and you get to mock other things that are happening in the country. A lot of times, who's ever in office, the other party takes the brunt of it. And I don't know that you would necessarily care about the White House dinner. There were a lot of Ron DeSantis jokes. And then there were jokes about Joe Biden's age. And some of those were actually kind of funny, and some of the jokes about what was happening in the country were kind of funny. If you don't hear anything that's absolutely appalling about whoever the comedian is that hosted it, then you know, it was probably, they were probably funny, but they didn't do anything to light the match of controversy. So it was Roy Wood Jr. who headlined the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and he's a Daily Show correspondent. So a lot of what he said was, like I said, geared to other things from Fox News, that kind of stuff. But he did take a few shots at Biden for his age, talking about his age and, you know, would he fall asleep and, you know, can't say no to a free meal and that kind of stuff. And just some of it was kind of funny from what I have seen. But there was definitely Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon jokes, you know, for sure. So while that's happening in Washington, there's conversation about, of course, 2024 and what the polls say and how risky it is for the, I was looking at something today, how risky it is for the Democrats because Biden's numbers, his approval ratings are dropping. And so what does that mean? The latest Gallup poll. In fact, they do an international approval of leadership, but the United States is pulling far behind when it comes to world leaders. Of 137 countries and territories, it shows that it's kind of a median approval of U.S. leadership. It's dropped from 41% to 39% in Europe and 52% to 36% now in the Americas. And they actually rate all the countries, so you can imagine what that shows. And, of course, his overall approval ratings, 37% in the U.S. right now. It's kind of fluctuating between 37 and 38, and sometimes it bounces a little bit lower. But we have such a long way to go before the election. It's crazy how in this country you start running so far in front of the actual election in 2024, because there's so much going on, and the focus, I mean, is the focus on who's next. And then you look at the Republicans, and I think you're going to find that more are going to declare, including Ron DeSantis, because he, as much as he's talked about, he has not declared that he's running for president, but it seems pretty obvious since he's touring the states of where you would go if you're going to run. And also, my friends, there were some weekend tornadoes that ripped, not through Tornado Alley, but Florida and Virginia. Virginia was hit pretty hard, Virginia Beach, but not like Florida. Florida really got nailed in Palm Beach. You had cars that were turned and twisted in lots of different directions, but no major injuries or fatalities. A surprise if you were to look at what the winds of up to 100 miles an hour did near Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center. You would think, boy, that's really a dangerous place for that to happen. Definitely destruction, but nobody was injured or killed. Man Cave next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Talking about Steph Curry, point guard for the Warriors. Is he a GOAT? Would he be on your GOAT list? So the Warriors beat the Kings 120-100, his 50 points, record setting, and that's it. Curtains for Sacramento. Now it's going to be the Warriors taking on the Lakers. A lot of people in California and in other places in the world want to see that matchup. A lot of people will be watching. And then, of course, you have the Heat and the Knicks. This is the beginnings of this. The Heat knocked off the Knicks 108-101. That's in the East. Miami leading the series, which is that first game as they've gone into this. It's been fun to watch Butler and to see what he's been able to do. 25 points and 11 boards. And always been one of, I think, in the last couple of years, interesting players to watch to see where he pops up and what he ends up doing. 76ers and the Celts will start on Monday in their East semifinals. It'll be fun to watch Embiid and Tatum go after it because those are two big names that everybody, of course, always talks about it. But it takes a team, and there are some really talented Celts and 76ers that I've talked about before in the man cave. The Nuggets and the Suns. Denver leads that series 1-0. That's the late nighter on Monday in the West in the semifinals there. It's exciting because we're getting down to what I think is the best part of the playoffs, right? It's the road to the trophy. And this is when you see, honestly, this is when you see some of the really, I think, some of the best basketball you see. You know, it's that old joke. I used to have a friend. I mean, we used to just constantly, when I lived in Vegas, and I was doing a syndicated sports show. We used to watch so many games. We'd go to the sports books and just, they'd put on whatever game we wanted, and we knew all the people there, and we'd watch the games. And what would happen is, if we were taking a break or we were doing something, it was always about getting back for at least the second part, really the second part of it, not the first part of it. But sometimes you miss the best when you don't, you miss something when you miss the first part of the game. So I don't know that I always agree with that. But especially in playoff hoop, I think it's different. I think you want to be that, you want to be, if you're a Coop fan, you want to be there for the whole thing. Reading the box scores and the recaps, and there's so much you just don't catch. And you don't catch some of the thrill behind all of it. All right, in the NFL, there's still so much buzz about what happened on draft day. We talked about it a lot, about what teams did well, and you know, you look at all 259 draft choices, and the next couple of weeks we'll go through more of those. But it's a wrap, you know. It's a 3-day event, and it concluded on Saturday. There was a record-setting 43 trades, and it's crazy. There was 40 trades. I was looking this up. There was 40 trades in 2019. So it some of the moves were kind of interesting, I thought. And day two was pretty interesting. You had the Steelers picking up corner Joey Porter Jr. Why is it interesting? 24 years after drafting his father. So there you go. There were some other things that I thought were pretty interesting. I took a few notes on some things that really kind of popped out, and then looking at, I know, teams that this audience roots for, because you've talked to me about it. Like, I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Texas who are Cowboy fans and who are Texan fans, and C.J. Stroud for the Texans, I mean, they are struggling at quarterback in the last two seasons, so is he going to be the answer or not? You know, they don't really have an official starter when you look at the roster. So, gosh, I think it's going to be on his shoulders. Who knows what happens, though, by the time you get through the mini camps and you go to training camp. That can make a big, big, big difference there. I know that Marvin sent me something and said, okay, now the draft is over, who do you think wins the Super Bowl? Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not making any Super Bowl predictions. There's so much dust left to settle. There's no way. I can talk about who's more improved, but making Super Bowl predictions? I don't think so. The Philadelphia Eagles, after losing the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs, it's very clear what they're doing with their defensive line. That's their big priority. Jalen Carter was absolutely one of the things that tipped their hand as to what do you think they're doing, right? And then you got Nolan Smith, so you got a couple of teammates reunited, and on paper anyway, it looks good, but on paper is one thing. What happens when you're actually out there playing the games? You know, New Orleans Saints, oh, who dat nation, I feel ya. You know, you look at some of the needs that were pretty obvious of what they had to do, where the Saints were lacking. They pick up a defensive tackle with their 29th selection, which, by the way, the draft in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, how cool was that for the people of Kansas City, the people that traveled there? Because remember, back, of course, it's moved around, but it was always New York, always New York. And I love that it's now been rotated to a couple of different places. And so when you look at the Saints and you look at Breece and you think, well, as a defensive tackle and in that spot, that's where they needed, just like the Eagles, that's where they needed to make a move. And it was obvious because they lost a couple of really key players. So they watched him like so many of the other scouts did, watching the combines, etc., looking at times, looking at all of that, and figuring out, is this where we're going to spend this pick? Because especially the first pick is where you're really looking. And maybe then you're looking for some of those diamonds. So in round two, they got the defensive end out of Notre Dame, Isaiah Foskey. And there's a lot of upside on this kid if you watched him at all in college. But, you know, I'm always careful about that because you know that the thing is, making the leap to the pros is a whole different thing. I thought one of the best stories was the Dallas Cowboys. I thought it was great that Chris Vaughn had no clue what was happening when the Cowboys owner and their GM, Jerry Jones, asked him to turn in the team's card for the sixth-round pick. And why was that? It's because it was his son. So they picked his son. How cool is that? I mean, he was so surprised that happened. So his son, Deuce, was the pick. And I guess he just had no idea. Somehow they kind of hid that, from him. And so his son was in Austin, Texas, with his mom, sisters, and family and friends watching the draft, waiting for his chance. And then, boom, all of a sudden they see the father involved in the draft room video, and there it is. They pick him up, and he's got a lot of upside for K-State. He ran for 3,600 yards and 34 touchdowns. His dad didn't even have to sell him, and he had no idea that they were picking him up. But that's exactly what they did. So what a great story. NHL playoffs are going on. I had Bobby, who's listening to us in Tallahassee, say that he feels so bummed because the Bolts are out of the playoffs as of this past weekend. And I hear you. I was watching that game. I watched what happened with the Leafs in overtime. Great goal. So, hey, they haven't been there since 2004. First time they advanced 19 years. And the Lightning aren't used to that because the Lightning have been there and have won a couple of Stanley Cups. So good for the Leafs, too bad for Tampa. The Bolts fans really had a rough Sunday because they were all invested in that overtime game, and boom, six games and they are out. Man Cave is closing.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal regulators reportedly have set a deadline to find a buyer for First Republic Bank before it collapses. Bloomberg reports the FDIC has asked a handful of high-powered banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, PNC Financial, U.S. Bancorp, and Bank of America, to submit bids by Sunday. The civil trial involving former President Trump is set to resume on Monday. Writer E. Jean Carroll testified last week in a New York courtroom, saying that Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 90s. The chair of the Republican National Committee says party candidates need to address abortion issues head-on. Abortion became an even bigger issue in 2022 when Roe v. Wade was overturned just months before the elections. Severe storms were bringing heavy rain and damaging winds to the eastern part of the U.S. Millions of Floridians had a tornado watch in their path on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Pleased I am to introduce you to such an inspirational woman, and her book will ask you this question, and this is exactly what her book title is, Ask Why, But Not Why Me. Christy Mandigo is with us, and she has quite a story from growing up on a farm to engineering to overcoming obstacles and all the things in between, which is such a big part of her book. Christy, thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Let's talk about your beginnings and what was life like growing up on a farm, and what was it, what led you to engineering, and what were obstacles that you had to overcome?
Well, so growing up on a farm, I didn't actually know much about it was a small farm town, so I didn't know what a city was like. I didn't know that we didn't have all the advantages of a city and whatnot. And so going to doctors and whatnot, that was, 30 minutes, hour and a half away. In fact, I had a surgery that was in a whole different state because of the specialty that I had to have. And so I didn't know better. I didn't know when I went to L.A. after college, all these doctors are around me, and I can go to a doctor in 10 minutes if I needed to. I have a hospital in walking distance, for goodness sakes. So that whole aspect was very interesting. Growing up on a dairy farm, my mom and dad, they decided to make that change when I was born so that they could be around for me through my seizures, through having to go to the doctors, having all of my hematologist appointments, when they had to figure out all of my blood issues, all of those things, my dad had the ability to rearrange things. My mom was a school teacher, so she made sure that, you know, she made those decisions, and so did my dad, so that I and my siblings had the ability to grow up and have, you know, different types of careers.
Right, boy.
And so it was a really, I didn't realize it growing up, right? So I didn't know how much my parents really gave me. Like when my dad would, I don't know, spread manure and it smells like poop. Like that was not the time that I felt grateful.
Right.
But at the same time, now looking back, I have to give my parents everything, all the sacrifices my siblings did, to make sure that I was not left behind, especially in school, because all of my learning disabilities and whatnot, not being able to read, my parents really did a lot. And I, now that I'm a parent, my children also have challenges and, on various things. And I'm now, I guess, able-bodied enough to know what I have to fight for and how to fight for it. So my kids have that benefit that I don't know my parents did.
Right, exactly, because of what you've said, how you just were going about, you were just doing what you were doing, and you smelled the manure, and it doesn't really make sense, and did you realize the sacrifice, but now you do, and what a beautiful tribute to them and to your family as a whole, because you're part of the family. They wanted you to
yeah.
be part of the family, and you're, because there's something wrong, or there's a bad day, or something happens, that doesn't matter. You're part of the unit, and they really, really did a wonderful job of that, and that's a great message that you talk about. Why did you write the book?
Actually, I wrote the book because I had some folks at my company that would come to me and ask these questions that we're just talking about right now, challenges, what to do, how are they supposed to help their child that has epilepsy, what doctors to go to, should I hold my child back from school because they can't read, what should I do, like, and just coming to my office, and I was basically a safe space for a lot of individuals, and then I started to do community service, and then there would be people from Hawaii or Texas or New York or Chicago. They would find me on social media and call me and ask questions that I just felt like if I wrote them down, it would help other people, people I don't even know, people that don't have a condition but know someone that does or has aged into a condition and just need someone to tell them that today's going to be okay.
Wow, today's going to be okay. There's your hashtag, today's going to be okay. And in the book and, of course, talking about becoming an engineer, can you imagine your family must be incredibly proud that you went to school. You were smart enough. It's not easy to become an engineer. It's not easy to rise through the ranks of Raytheon and so many of the other spots that you were in. What was that like for you to just have this incredible career that you're in the middle of?
So when I was, you know, from a very early age, I had grit. And my family is, it's way beyond grit. That's what they tell me. And they never pushed me into doing anything. If I was going to end up being a couch potato, they would have, accepted that in some way, shape, or form. But I didn't accept it. I would not accept that. So they embraced me with whatever, aspirations I had. They never told me I couldn't do it. They told me, how are you going to do it? Why are you going to do it? What are you going to do to get there? They would do those challenging questions, and I would figure those answers out. My parents never pushed me or made me be this engineering, legacy, if you will, to be. They never did that. I had that within me. And so all of the things that I've had, I've never really stopped and said, why me? It's always been, why am I doing this? What is my drive? Who am I doing this for? How am I going to do this? And I just found the answers and I pressed through and I knew I could do it, whether it was going to hurt physically or emotionally. I just pressed through it. I felt the drive and the want to become an engineer. I love the discipline. I want to always know why something is working, how something is working. I want to be part of sending something up to space or sending something out in the field that will help someone be able to do early warning systems or radar, finding things in the sky so that we can have our freedom. As you can imagine, I have a disability. I'm not allowed to serve our country as a warfighter, but I can serve my country being part of the aerospace industry, and Raytheon Technologies has a lot of government contracts.
Boy, they sure do. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Ask Why, But Not Why Me, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
So I hope that people realize that they can find their own drive and find their own ask why. Like, why am I doing this? Where is my drive? What is pushing me to be who I am? And if they want to go do something, they have the ability to do it because they have their own drive. They have their own passion, and find it. Don't be told by someone else that they can't do it, because no one can tell you what you can and cannot do. I've had many times where a professor or a teacher told me, you can't be an engineer. And I've had people in the industry tell me, you're never going to be a chief engineer. There's no way. You're never going to get there, Christy. You might as well just be X. Right?
Wow.
But I didn't listen to, you're not enough. I've always, there's always been this, the naysayers that say, you're not enough. But it's not up to them that I'm not enough. I am enough. And yes, I sometimes forget that. And even my son this week had to remind me that I am enough. And he actually told me, you need to go back and read your book. So my children, to this day, use my book for my own inspiration, because sometimes I need to reread my own words.
Right.
And I hope others do too.
Yeah, to listen to what you've said. I think you're an incredible inspiration, and you're very, very talented. And Raytheon and anybody else who comes in your path, they're lucky to be able to work with you. And you can just tell, you just glow, you have this good heart, and it's really weaved throughout your book. That's, I think, the other part of this. And it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I hope you all go out and read Christy's book. Like I said, you can get it really everywhere. Thanks, Christy, for coming on.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. And I hope everyone enjoys the book.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For thoroughbred racing, as I have family members in racing. A couple of my cousins are trainers, and my uncle was a jockey. So it's really fun to have Roger Salvino on with us. Families bringing thoroughbred horse racing to Illinois. Families in thoroughbred horse racing. And this is a book that's a labor of love, I think, in a way, because Roger's father was a trainer. So, Roger, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, if you give me your family's name, I probably know it.
Service. So it's John Service and Joe Service is my uncle. He was a jockey out of West Virginia, and John Service had a horse called Smarty Jones that almost won the Triple Crown, just missing by a nose at the Belmont.
Yes, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. I learned so much about thoroughbred horses and horse racing through different family members, for sure. So what made you write this book?
The reason I wrote this book is because my family's in the business, and I thought that there wasn't enough people interested in how the racing game is so important to the public and to my family. Right.
And how tough is the racing game? I think people don't understand what it's like to be in it.
Pardon me?
How tough is the racing game? What's it like to be, you know, in the midst of a thoroughbred racing?
Well, I grew up in the business because my father started in working with horses, and he migrated into the thoroughbred industry because home is in Cicero, and there's a racetrack, two racetracks adjacent to Cicero, Illinois. So my father was working on a farm with his uncle, who's from Italy, and he was working on a farm there, helping him pit weeds and help with the planting of the things that he was growing, the potatoes there, et cetera. And the farm was adjacent to the racetrack property. So my father got interested because he saw all the people coming to the racetrack to see the races. So he went over there, and he was employed to help with the horses. Although at that time horses were very popular in the area, people had horses in their on their properties for riding and for transportation. So that's probably I got interested in it through my father.
And what's it been like for you to be in racing?
Well, I started out with my father helping him with his horses because he had horses that he was training for a friend. And then he purchased a horse called Happy Knee, Happy Pilot, and got people interested in investing in Happy Hour Farm. Gave him X amount of dollars to start the business, and he bought Happy Pilot, and which turned out to be a very good horse. And then he migrated to get more horses, and he started Happy Hour Farm, and he ended up having 10 or 15 horses. And one of the outstanding races he won with DeValue was a $50,000 race. It was a really popular race. And through the years there, my father's name was in the sports pages as a horse trainer and a part owner of some horses. So at that time, to have your father's name in the newspaper was a real big, big thing, because no one else that I knew of while I was going to school had any part of their, any one of their families in the newspaper. So the big thing was that your name, Salvino's, in the newspaper, and talking about my father and how he got in the business and the horses he owned and the jockeys he was using on all his horses, and that was very popular, and that's how I got interested in everything.
Did you have a favorite horse of all time that you've worked with, your father worked with, or you had, you know, you mentioned one, but that you really, really just liked and watched to watch this horse race and grow into it?
Well, Happy Pilot, I would say, was the most popular horse there. He's a real big horse, and he was real easy to handle. That horse was popular with the people that worked for my father, and I just grew interest in the horse also. Those horses, I was friendly with most of the horses there. As I was very young, I was walking the horses, calling them out after their training. And but Happy Pilot was probably the most popular.
Yeah. What do you think, when you look at the horse racing industry now, it's been pretty tough. And keeping the interest there and getting people to want to be involved in thoroughbred racing, not families who want to, train horses, et cetera.
Well, Well, right. It's difficult for somebody unless they know or are interested in watching races and wagering on the horses. They might get interested in buying horses. And I've had people that were interested in the business. They were friends of mine. And we started a stable, and we did very well. And as the time went on, we got rid of the horses that we had. We sold them, and they didn't want to go back into business. In fact, they moved out of Illinois. They moved to California, and that kind of broke up owning horses, because they would prefer to see what was going on, and the horses were running in Illinois, and they were in California. So that kind of ended that relationship.
Do you think the crowds were pretty interested in racing in Illinois? Because I think it's a loyal bunch there.
Well, when you really come down to it, what did people have for entertainment? They either went to the show, see movies, or they would go downtown or be on the lakefront. Or there wasn't too many things that people were doing. They could go to the racetrack to see races. They could gamble legally on horses. And gambling, I'm sure they had gambling places that were illegal, but you could go to the racetrack and bid on horses. You could have dinner there. You could socialize. And you were treated with greatly at the tracks, because you come in here to be entertained, and that was a big factor at that time.
Yeah. What do you want people to take away from reading your book, Families Bringing Thoroughbred Horse Racing to Illinois, Families and Thoroughbred Horse Racing?
Well, anybody that would read the book, it would have a basic idea on horse racing, how important it is to the public, and how it serves the society with jobs and money and entertainment.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it's very entertaining, and it does serve a lot of jobs from all the things that go on behind what you actually see before the horses get to the gate and actually race. And you talk about being a kid and getting to walk the horses, and that's a job, taking care of the horses, grooming them, that's really big.
Oh, definitely. And here's the big factor. The racetracks have rooms for people that work in the industry. They have their families there, and that's a great help for the industry. They give jobs, and they're living right on the grounds. It's an industry with homes.
I like that, an industry with homes. Was it fun for you to write this book?
Was it difficult for me to write this book?
No, was it fun?
No, because I have so much background with the industry, and
yeah, so
my family was in there, so I could write about my family a little bit, too, and myself.
Yeah, there you go. You wrote about your family, you wrote about yourself, so it wasn't difficult to write it. I say it's like a love letter to your family, for sure. And I love thoroughbred racing, so I think it's terrific that you wrote about it. Roger Salvino, thank you so much for coming on. You can pick up the book on Amazon. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the interview.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.